Am I going to ascend?
Yes, will, Akito. Now here's the fun. Had anyone else on the planet asked that, we'd have said graciously, it's up to you. But you asked from a different place of asking, so the answer for you, Akito, is absolutely. And you're well on your way.
I really would like you to verify what had happened to me on the train.
All right. In your process of ascension, you were having an experience where one train was going one way and the other train was coming the other way. You were going one direction on a train.
Right.
Another train you met on the coming the opposite way. Okay?
Exactly.
When you were compelled forward or forced forward, that was the anomaly that you noticed. Well, noticing that anomaly is what made you look to notice to see yourself in the other train going the opposite direction. And so what that was multiple yous meeting you, and you're not necessarily supposed to do that. If you have rules about it, it becomes what you call the experience of lightheadedness, where it was like a shock for your system. But once you get used to a normal that goes along, then it won't be odd to you at all. But it's just a recognizing of noticing of the more of one of you than are.
Are you saying that
there are multiples of you?
So there were multiple of me's on the other train?
Yes.
Yeah, why is it I could never remember the name of the station?
Because you've been listening to Bob, and Bob says triangulation will be the downfall of non-physical, and that's not the case. Triangulation is what you do, so you no longer have to remember. You don't have to remember, you know. So triangulate your position, and you know how to do that. You've listened enough to get that. And if you have a question, of course, we'll answer it, but you get that. Triangulate 3 points and find, like a GPS, the same way a GPS works. So you find where you are. Once you know that, you no longer ever have to remember.
Well, Ion, when you were describing Akito's experience on the train and his recognition of his other selves, were you saying that he was sort of naturally triangulating?
Yes.
And how does he become more aware of that so he can do it with awareness?
Okay. You've done it now, Akito. You've done it.
Yeah.
You know what it feels like. Okay. Did they send you the wavy YouTube?
I watched it for about 10 times, maybe.
And when you looked away, you saw no wavy?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. So I was quite disappointed.
Interesting. No, that's wonderful. Are you familiar with those pictures called Magic Eye? Magic Eye. And it's just a whole bunch of colors on a screen or printed in paper. They make books of that as well. And you stare at all these colors, every color you can imagine, and you relax your eyes and gaze at it and just sort of relax your eyes. And sometimes if they're behind glass, it makes it easier. But you relax your eye, and all of a sudden the ocular nerve, will connect it, and a picture will jump out of that magic eye. Be like a bunny rabbit or a sailboat or a bunch of camels or cows or something. Okay? Can you do that? Are you aware whether or not you have any capacity to do that?
I've done it several times, but compared to other people, I was quite slow.
Good. This is great.
A lot of times I felt myself as stupid.
Oh, never. No. You're actually beyond it. That's the point. You're beyond it. That's why we ask these leading questions. That's how you were able to have the experience that Ed was trying to qualify to see if there was practical things you could apply. Well, the practical thing to apply is if those nominal things that most humans do, and they get that in comfort as far as not being odd as an anomaly, then when those portals and other experiences show up, they recognize them. Well, that's great that you don't get them. That's wonderful, because that means you're beyond it. For example, you've already seen yourself, so many humans that can see the magic eye haven't had that experience yet. So you're actually a little further along in this process. So you have to focus on any and all anomalies because the normal strata does not apply. So as you notice anomalies like what happened to you on the train, you focus on those things, consider them, and then don't make rules and regulations. Just count it as normal. And as you count it as normal, more and more of that will show up in your experience. And as that more and more shows up in your experience, it will become not odd. It will become as everyday life. So when it becomes everyday life, then it won't be what you call odd. And when it's not odd, then you won't have that question. It will be clear. You can have anomalies going to the toilet. You know, like in bathrooms when they have tile on the floor? You can pick a tile on your floor and stare at it, and a picture will come to you in the tile of your floor.
That sort of experience, like visual, I had since I was a kid. I kept seeing images popping out from, like, murals or patterns on the wall. That's normal for me.
Sometimes patterns that others couldn't see. That's what we were saying. It's great that the magic eye was slow for you and the wavy-wavy didn't work for you, but that means you're just so accustomed to it being normal through that place of normalcy. You've been doing that, like you said, all along. So that being the case, it makes it very, very, very simple to have a practical magic as far as your triangulating place of parallel worlds and bumping into yourself, which you've already experienced, but that bumping into yourself can become very normal. And as the more and more and more that becomes normal, then you'll have no regard for it happening as a normal experience. No different than emptying your bladder. That's not odd for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's normal. But if you'd never emptied your bladder before, and then all of a sudden you had this urge to go, it might be a white-knuckled flight figuring that one out. But once it becomes normal for you, it's just where your bladder gets full, you feel the pressure, and so you go relieve yourself. Just that easy. Well, all these examples that you're asking are identically the same. They're identically the same. So the more you pay attention to anomalies, all anomalies, the clearer it will be available to you in your experience in this particular now. Because you're parallel world traveling all the time anyway, already.
It's just that we don't notice it.
Well, the variation is very slight, but there are anomalies and variegated experiences that you bump into. You'll go and there'll be a newsstand, and then you go by and then the newsstand won't be there. Or you'll go to a specific place like that you like to go to eat, and you'll go back there and they won't have your favorite thing. And they'll look at you like, we've never had that. See? And those anomalies are just that. And so you notice those, and you don't just say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ask, and all that kind of stuff. Just pay attention to this anomalous experience. And that'll help you in your comfort level that will allow all these other experiences to come to you. It'll help with your design work. It'll help you with business. It'll help you with money flowing freely and easily to you. It will help you go to other countries, literally and physically, to do business and have business regarding of your work, of what you like to do. Because you can do your design work anywhere. Where you are, anywhere, Beijing, anywhere, and it's not limited to that. That's just a place you asked about. So if it comes up as an anomaly and you get the opportunity, that wouldn't be now, would not be a surprise to you, would it? Because now you've had that experience, and you're kind of like, oh, that's what Ian was talking about. Yeah, I'm all about that. When you want me there, how much you pay? Because yuans are good as yen, aren't they?
A lot better.
Well, there you go. So only words come out of your mouth are the things that you'd like to enjoy. And that and what you already know will put you well on the way.
When you say you only say things you want and think only things that you want, is that like sort of suppressing your thought?
No,
like you have to constantly watch your thought?
No, you think freely. Think any crazy thing you want, but only say out loud the things you would like to enjoy.
But what if I have these negative thoughts coming up in my mind? What I do?
There are no negative thoughts. There are only thoughts. That's like saying there's good and bad money. No such thing. There's just money.
So it's just a matter of preference.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying to myself, this is bad, this is good. Well, this is maybe in the middle.
But only say things like, money flows freely and easily to me. I am so covered up with work, I don't know how I'll ever get it all finished, but I have eternity, so I'll give it a try. I really appreciate people around me who believe in me, trust in me, that leave all their design work for me. As I am a trained professional, and I deliciously love and appreciate what I already do, I would do it for free, and therefore, they give me lots and lots and lots of money checks. You can think about other things, but only speak the things that you want. And then, even by default, it has no choice but to show up as a manifested creation in your world.